Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we roll into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number. We've already got a ton of calls already set up and ready to go. We will certainly get to those momentarily. But Bart, I mean, like the emotions off of last night. This is what happens. The best part of playoffs, obviously, is the emotional roller coaster and everything like that. I mean, everybody would just love to do the faux, right? Just sweep all your way to the championship, make it so easy. But you know it's never like that. These are the kind of rides that you go through, and you suddenly, when you're feeling great, then the next thing you know, you're back down and you're depressed and you're feeling like, oh my God, are they ever going to win another game? That's just how playoffs go. That's what you love about series. To me, it's the one thing that's lacking in your sport. Can I say that, Bart? Mm-hmm. Because the NFL playoffs are great, but man, one game and that's it?
Yeah, you don't get to see how you come back and respond.
Like, it's one game and I'm done? Like, that's it? Like, that kills you as a fan. And I mean, Bart, think about it. You guys have your run, and then you get to the AFC Championship game, and it just seems like it's just all of a sudden it's over. Yeah. And the league moves on without you. They send you back. At least the playoff series, baseball, hockey, basketball. I mean, I got a week of something. At worst, it's a week. At best, it could be 2 weeks. You know, but at least, you know, in a playoff run, I'll get a fortnight of playoff basketball before, you know, the season's over, or I can get a month of it. I can get even 2 months of it. But football, I get one week, and I could be home. Yep. So a series is just awesome.
Night-night.
And last night, if you're a Knicks fan, wasn't awesome. But it is also part of the journey, these types of things. It's going to be part of the story. And if the Knicks are going to be a team that we thought they had, they have in them to be, which is one that can win a series and maybe just make a little bit of noise in the East this year before they make some moves in the offseason to take it to the next level, they got to win. They got to win one of these next two games. They should have won last night. They were 30 seconds away from it. They mentally untied their sneakers. And from that, they paid dearly as what will happen in the postseason. So before we get back to calls and hearing from the fans of what they think about what happened last night, Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
I think this is appropriate for today and how all our Knicks fans are feeling around the metropolitan area. It's the sour hour, 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 hour. He gonna cry in the car. It's okay.
The sour hour, really?
The sour hour because we lost. It's a sour hour because we lost. And it was right there. It was right there for us.
It was right there. But it is called the Power Hour, and it's brought to you by Open Road Auto Group. And the crowd was great last night. I made sure I was in the tunnel for the first three quarters. I had to go to the studio for the fourth quarter. But the first three quarters, I was in the tunnel. And just being there, and how many chants, how many cheers. Patrick Ewing was there, and they went nuts when they put him on the scoreboard. Like, it was just a great atmosphere. It felt like the playoffs. It had that roar that you love. But the game, anybody that says this was a great game is out of their mind. The first half was terrible basketball. It was, 46-41 after the first half? Like, it was just both teams at this point know each other's offense so much that every single set was blown up.
Yep.
They couldn't run anything because the opponent knew, I know what you're running, blown up. I know what you're running, I'm blowing it up. So it just
pick and roll.
Yeah, it just went to pick and roll. That's all you could do at that point, just go pick and roll, pick and roll. But the crowd was great, and I always wondered, you know, because the Knicks got off to another slow start. They were down 10-2. And it's like, here we go again. They just can't. Can they feed off the energy and let this building get into it? It took to the second quarter, and then they went crazy. But as I said, the crowd can work for you. It can also work against you. And some opponents come in that building, and they can feed off that energy as well. It seems like that's what Tyrese Maxey did, because he had an unbelievable game. It wasn't just his finish. He was start to finish arguably the best player on the floor. Nick Nurse said that, on Maxey feeding off that Garden crowd.
No, I mean, I think, again, I think everybody was giving him encouragement to just kind of keep doing his thing, and, didn't have to be perfect. It was kind of like just whatever the matchup is, whatever the coverage is or whatever, like, we were encouraging him not to, like, accept anything, just continue to try to be aggressive and defeat whatever the changes were that were going on. Was the Garden loud last night, Russ? Yeah. Couldn't even tell.
Yeah,
hey, man, those 28 seconds, now he talking like he a boss. He'd have been crying. Ass would have been crying.
Well, the crying is about what the Knicks lamented. Now, the Robinson foul, obviously, that's the first major error of things that can't happen after you take a 6-point lead with 30 seconds to go. Things that can't happen. Foul a guy shooting a three. Don't do that. Mitchell Robinson did that. That's maddening. It's frustrating. And even Mitchell Robinson knows he's only one person to blame.
I mean, I'm just taking it like a man. I f***ed up. So, you gotta be better than
that. All right, so he does that. That's the first thing you can't do. The second thing you can't do is miss a free throw, and that's what Josh Hart did, along with turning the ball over in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, I miss a free throw with, less than 10 seconds left. If I made both, we win. So, know what the situation is, and, I got to take that one on the chin and, not let it happen again.
Yeah, I mean, that's that first free throw, by the way, Bart, that one looked rough. I mean, oh, my God.
Boy, that was
it looked like he was shooting a weighted ball.
Like shooting a medicine ball.
Right.
What the hell?
Like we're sitting there going, all right, just make two. And then the first one leaves his hand, and we all right away
Like,
damn. So there's that. But then there's the part where the Knicks have not been this team all year. Where late in games, they're really good at just P's and Q's, right? They know exactly what they're supposed to do, execute. We know the game plan and all that stuff. But it seemed like no one really knew, with Josh Hart at the free throw line, what they were supposed to do when it comes to, okay, if he misses one, it's a three-point game. Do we foul right away so they can't get off a three? Because a three ties. Two free throws don't hurt you nearly as much. And so right away you're going, okay, they didn't foul. So what's the game plan? Should you have fouled there after Maxey hits a 35-foot shot? So let's first hear from Tom Thibodeau about what should have happened on that play.
Yeah, no, and again, in those situations, you talk about what you want to do. They're out of timeouts. Josh has got two free throws. It's two. So you have to, communicate what your decisions are. And so, we could have done better in that situation, and we will.
All right. He basically is saying that we have to communicate what you're supposed to do. Our communication needs to be better, right? And it will. That's him basically saying, yeah, we were supposed to foul there, and either Deuce or someone else didn't get the memo and didn't do it. We were supposed to foul there. Josh Hart.
We didn't relay, that. And I think that's an error on, the guys on the court. We got to make sure we know what the situation is. But can't do anything about it now. We just got to, like I said, regroup, watch film, see what we could have done better, and, get ready for the game.
Bart, I feel like we just needed more of this.
He's getting fouled. He's getting fouled.
Like, that just should have been the message. What are we doing with Maxey? He's getting fouled.
Yes.
Like, that to me was the hardest one. And Wally and I just argued on the postgame about this. Because he's like, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in that. You play defense straight up. I don't believe in it.
Care Wally.
The guy hit a 35-foot shot. And I'm like, I'm taking that out of his hands.
Wally,
he just made a 4-point play. This guy's been lights out all game. I'm not letting him even get that shot off. I've got to hit him. Go to the free throw line, fine. Make two or do the make one, miss one, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm not letting you get off a clean three. That's exactly what happened.
I mean, it was nobody 3 feet in front of him. The crazy part is, man, like the most frustrating one was for me was to Josh Hart when he went into the lane and Maxey jumped back on him and hit the little floater.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Like, come on, man. Like, Joel and B got one too like that where you were on his side.
He had Deuce McBride tied up.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Mitchell Robinson isn't
now. Y'all ain't played enough.
Robinson's not an experienced playoff performer. He doesn't have a ton of playoff minutes under his belt. So that foul, you're like, all right, it's a, he said it, I effed up, right? So I'm not going to kill him for it, but it's like clearly he's got to learn. Like, you just don't leave your feet. There's one. And then Deuce McBride, another guy. This is his first taste of the playoffs, and he's actually been great. That's his first egregious mistake in the postseason, but it's a big one because that's another play that literally could have cost you the game. You get that foul there. He doesn't get the three off. Nobody knows what happens, but it's quite possible that he either makes both and now you're playing the free throw game, or he tries to miss one and you just got to get the rebound. But aside from that, it's errors that the Knicks committed in the last 30 seconds that they just aren't like this. That wasn't typical of them, which is why I feel like when the timeout came up six, you see Tibbs turn around at the bench. He had a satisfied look on his face. Jalen Brunson's pumping his fists like, we did it, we did it. And I'm thinking, you mentally untied your sneakers. And that left the door open for heroics, and Maxey had those heroics.
The last thing you can do in any situation is assume. And I think they assumed that it was over, and yeah, they assumed that everybody got the message. and that's what they have to do.
That's a great point.
They have to say, you know what, we got two young players that's never been in this situation. Let's make sure that they know what's going on.
800-919-3776. All right, so let's give the people their chance to talk about this. Chris is in Hightstown. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Alan, Bart, thanks for taking the call. Every time I call, I'm Chris from Monmouth County because I live in Monmouth County, New Jersey, like near the Jersey Shore, Colts Neck, Holmdel, Freehold. You guys probably know the area. But I'm from Hightstown, New Jersey. That's where I'm from. That's Mercer County, central New Jersey, an hour between New York, an hour between Philly.
I know it's in central halfway. Jersey. I know.
Yeah, he's halfway. He's the guy in the middle. Jersey. Yeah. You're in the middle.
I'm 47, Alan, at Bart. When I was growing up, like with the starter jackets, you had the Philly Eagles starter jackets, you had the Knicks Giants and the Jets starter jackets, right? So you knew who was who growing up.
There must be wars in those schools in New York in this area. Seriously, there must be wars in those schools. You're either picking Philly or you're picking New York, right?
It is absolutely the best place to grow up in New Jersey, my opinion. It is the melting pot of everybody. We loved each other. We got along. It was fantastic. It was great. Anyway, last night, for the first time ever, and Alan, tell me if you agree with me, at the end of that game, I finally saw Josh Hart be a little careless, and I don't want to say give up. I'll never say that, but almost looked tired. He finally looked a little tired. And what he should be, he's playing hard. Personally, I feel going to Philadelphia is actually an advantage. Get away from the Garden, get away from the pressure, and do what you do best, and that's win on the road. I see them winning tomorrow. I'm trying to be optimistic. I don't understand the 9 p.m. start. It is what it is. But last night, my heart is up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. I was on the phone this morning, 6:30 in the morning, with other Knick buddies saying, what's going on here? We're sick. So I'm being optimistic, but I really want this first round over. I love the playoffs. I love the Knicks. I love the Knicks, and I just want to see a win.
Chris, we appreciate you, man. Now it's perfect that he calls from where he is, because that's the absolute middle ground between Philadelphia and New York, right? And then I saw this. So TickPick. Okay, TickPick. Be very careful how you say that. It's another one of these ticket agencies, right? So they everybody's always following like the ticket sales and everything, and they're one of them that does it. So they have listed, and this is Nick's Muse had put this on Twitter. So purchases for Game 6 in Philadelphia by billing state, right? So obviously, again, it's the zip codes or whatever it is. 34% of Game 6 tickets were sold to people in Pennsylvania. 34%. 24% people in New York. 18% in New Jersey. I guarantee you that's going to be the difference maker right there. 7% in Delaware. That's all of Dante DiVincenzo's family. But 18% in New Jersey, and that's the one where you're wondering, out of that 18%, what's the percentage that are Knick fans? Because that's a 34 to 24% for Pennsylvania and New York, but the New Jersey one is the 18%. That's a big 18%, man. That 18% could decide – which is the bigger fan base in the building for Game 6. So this whole old notion that, the Sixers fans aren't going to allow Knick fans in the building, that statistic tells me that is not true. that there'll still be a lot of Knicks fans in the building.
Absolutely. Knicks fans will find a way. They'll come there and have on Sixers T-shirt, White House, and then tear them off like Hulk Hogan right before he go to the ring. Like, listen, they ain't new to this. They true to this. We know how to get in and get where. Come on, New York's all about sneaking into places that you ain't supposed to be in, speakeasies and stuff like that. Come on, man. Stop it. This is what we do, baby.
Did you hear the line, too, from did you hear the consequences and repercussions thing that Barkley said?
I love Chuck, but I don't know about that consequence of reproduction, man. What? You know how quickly you can get a call for Uncle Pookie and all them to come down? They be talking stuff to you in the first quarter. Like, all right, my people going to be down here by the middle of the third. We're going to mess y'all ass up. You think y'all going to call for backup?
That's your favorite movie, Life. He's quoting that movie.
Consequences and repercussions.
Yeah, because I'm from New York City, right? Like, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
You're going to eat your cornbread.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think what he was quoting there. Just nobody really understood what he was doing, but it was actually pretty funny. Robert in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, how you doing, guys?
All right.
I took the loss last night on Tom Thibodeau and Jalen Brunson. For one, Thibodeau is the coach. Brunson going 1-on-5. He should have called timeout, or when he bringing the ball up, to call a different play. He can't be going to the well every last three or four plays. He going 1-on-5. You go on 1-on-5, you have everybody standing around the perimeter where that's open because everybody converges to him. So I put the loss on the coach and on Brunson.
All right, I mean, he did have
a 40-point game. He made some bad decisions, but he made some hell of a plays for you. Like, the problem is he has to make all of them.
He gave you a 5-point lead to start overtime.
Taking 8 out of the last 10 shots. Nobody, people were acting like they didn't want the ball. They were scared to spot up and open. If it wasn't, you know, OG was the only one that looked like he could try and create on his own. And when he creates, it's kind of limited.
OG tried to pass it to Mitchell Robinson. That was a terrible turn.
Yeah, you don't never throw that to the big man running the baseline, especially when it's a bounce pass. They never catch bounce passes. Like, we've been seeing big man drop – baseline passes and stuff in the lane where you throw it hot to them when they anticipate. Because first thing they do when they see you penetrate, they're trained to go and look up for the rebound.
That's true. That's what Hartenstein was doing. He was like, cutting to the basket because he thought that Brunson was going to shoot the three.
You want to shoot every time, but when the time is most important, you want to give it to me because you're like, man, hell no.
Justin in Brooklyn. Justin.
Yo, boy.
What's happening, man?
I was ready to call Bart and be on my McBride today, man. When
man.
Yo, he hit that free throw line jumper, man. I'm like, yeah, this is it. So, quick story for y'all, man. Me and my boy, diehard Knicks fans. Every game we win, you know that Dave Chappelle show print story, the blouses. So we send that gift to each other. So I'm like, yo, you know, bro, hit that free throw line jumper.
No, you didn't.
But wait. We both did it at the same time, so it wasn't just me. Yo, but
you guys talk about the broadcaster jinx, right? All these fans always do that. They get on Michael Kay's case all the time. They talk about this jinx. You guys do the same damn thing,
and you open the champagne before the final moments, man.
But Clyde did it too. I don't know if you caught it. I don't know if you were listening to the broadcast or in the arena, but. Yo, it was like, I think, 3-4 minutes left, and they were doing a quick pan around the arena. They show Pat, they show LJ, all those 99 guys, and then Clyde was like, yeah, we're going to party like it's 99 tonight. And Breen was like, whoa, hold on, Clyde. We're not there just yet. But, I mean, you know, the aura in the building, you know, seeing the black stripe, the 90s uniforms, all the guys, it felt good. But what I will say, thinking optimistically, man, is that, you know, this Philly team is not a bad team. Like, we were saying Knicks in six. You know, Knicks in five is a bit of a stretch. We should have won the game, but we can't be down and thinking that, it, you know, they took the life out of us because this is kind of what we expected. It's going to go back and forth. Two all NBA players.
Remember, I call it gentleman sweep.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I call it a gentleman sweep. Yeah. I would have been
Justin
perfect
makes a great point.
A gentleman sweep yesterday.
When the series started, most people were thinking the Knicks can win it in six. The problem is they went up 3-1.
Right.
like you thought it was going to be 2-2, right? But they went up 3-1, and that usually then leads you to thinking, all right, get it done at home. And, again, you had it right there, up six, 30 seconds to go. It was in your pocket, and you couldn't put it away. Rudy in Dutchess. Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
There he is.
What's
up?
Going on down there?
I get that movie reference my whole life.
I bet you have.
And it's
I bet
like,
you have. It's not bad.
It gets to a point where I just sit there, just sad. Just
Rudy, my name is Bart. Time. You think I don't get it? Don't.
All right, so you feel my pain. You feel my pain. So
at least they chant your name, though. That's a good thing. They chant your name.
Yeah, I guess. It's a short name. It's hard to forget. Even though the guy, you know, he's a white guy from Notre Dame. I'm a Spanish dude. You know, it just doesn't mix together.
It doesn't work for you? All right.
At least you don't get, don't lay a hand on my butterfinger. Like, really, dude? Like, come on.
Oh, God.
Everybody sees Bart. Like, dope.
I just want to say a quick point. As a Knicks fan, man, I'm excited. I know we're in the playoffs. We're making this run. But I have to be honest about my feelings, man. I know in my heart we're going to take it. We're going to take this whole series. We're going to go with it. But the way we lost and how it happened, it's a big blow. And I know a lot of people are just kind of like trying to downplay and say, hey, we got it. I know that's the optimism, and I get it because I want to be on that train, bro. But to wait to lose like that and go back over there on the other side, man, it's a huge, huge, huge blow. And I hope we get it together, man. I hope that locker room gets together and they don't take that loss to the gut too much. Because let me tell you, man, Maxie's a dog. And I'm the fan of the sport before the fan of the team. And that kid can play ball. And he could take a game over and they need to shut him down. And that's how I feel. I think I get it. Everybody puts the Embiid name out there. And I understand it because Embiid is a dog. But Maxie is another one. And every time Embiid sleeps, Maxie comes out and he balls out. And we just got to shut him down. I feel like if we can shut him down and let Embiid play his game. Because you know what? Every time he touches the ball, he gets fouled,
he's
man.
Tired.
Yeah, yeah, that's my point. Every time he gets the ball, you know he's going to the rack. It's going to get called a foul no matter what you do, no matter how good your defense is. So you know what? We got to lock down Maxie. Let him be. That's not 100%. Get a little tired. You know what I mean? And let's play ball like that. Let's make some shots, man. And I'm really disappointed the last couple games of the shots we've been having. But I know we're going to pick it up. You know what I mean? New York to the fullest. And I hope we take the series, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you, Rudy.
Yeah, the problem with Maxie is he gets the ball in his hand every time. Like Joel Embiid has to get the ball, you know, given to him and set up, which takes time. So you take the ball and get it out of Joel's hand, and you force everybody else to speed up. Tobias Harrison has been playing okay. He's a guy that can make you pay. But, you know, Batum, like these are all guys that are, you know, role players that want to go crash the boards and play off of your action. Maxie is the guy that you got to get the ball out of his hands, and when he gets out of his hand, you got to try and, like, hell to deny him from getting it back because of his speed downhill and his, you know, pushing the ball up.
800-919-3776. Of course, we'll continue with the calls. We'll ride them all the way through till we get to the K-Show because there's a lot of people that want to talk about this. It's the talk of the town right now. I mean, that game last night was an epic ending. And just like he said, if you remove yourself – I like what Rudy said there. Because if you're just a sports fan, like you have your Knick fandom and you care, and that's that hard to get over. But we did 2 hours of this on Get Up. And so we showed a lot of the plays and we talked about it. And the more and more I did it, and having Andrea Carter there is good because, well, Monica and I had an emotional connection, right? Andrea is just like a basketball fan who was watching the game. And as we talked about Maxie's performance, it was hard not to marvel at. Like, he had a 35-footer to save the season.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like that's a hell of a shot.
Didn't hesitate either.
No, just step right into it. And then the and one. The and one, you're being hit by a 7 foot, 260-pound man
on
your shoulder that you're shooting with, and he made the shot. Like that, like there's some things where you just have to marvel at. What a performance. And then Brunson comes out and he gets the flagrant and hits a three. Like Brunson was making shots. It was great theater if you didn't care who won. Of course, in New York, people care who wins, so that's the problem. But still, this is certainly what it's all about. So, like I said, plenty of calls to get to. We'll continue with those. But first, Bart, you got to tell me about Samwell.
Yeah, friends, go see my friend Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle by calling Dr. Jay Shaw today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shaw is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw today to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy a pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to samwellpain.com to put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. J. Shaw by going to SoundWellPain.com now to regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Soundwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to help serve Bergen County. Visit SoundWellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. J. Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Question for you. Do you think is there a problem with you that Julius Randle's not on the bench for these games?
Yeah.
Does that, should that matter?
Did he have the surgery?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they
like, should he be around his team?
For safety? Is he up in a suite watching, cheering that way?
I don't know where he is.
That's mixed reviews sometimes, because sometimes.
Should he have a presence at least in some way, somehow, be in the locker room talking to guys, keeping guys? Like, you guys are different with the way you think, because sometimes I've heard. Injured players don't want to be around a team because, you feel like
it's a lonely place to be too.
Yeah, and I get that.
Depressed.
So you got to tell me if I'm wrong, because from the outside looking in, it's like, man, aren't you one of the team leaders? Like, shouldn't you be here?
I mean,
for these games, I know you don't want to be on the road, but shouldn't you be here for these games?
I mean, it's the difference between us seeing Aaron Rodgers on the sideline and us not seeing Vera Tucker. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's a little different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going through something different. Even though Aaron, you didn't see Vera Tucker one time.
No, you didn't see a lot. But again, that's a young player who's not like a leader.
But I've
heard players say this, that when you're hurt, you almost feel like, I don't want to be around because I don't want to bring everybody down. Like, you don't feel connected. You feel like I'm being useless. I can't help anybody.
He doesn't want to get hurt, maybe, like being on the sideline. Maybe they're saying, hey, you can't defend yourself if somebody dives into the stands or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know I mean, well, but he still should be up in the suite.
Okay.
We should know he's there. Maybe he is there.
I mean. I would want to know that he's in the locker room. Well, I'm in the tunnel right by the locker room. So yeah. I would see if he was there. I would see him come in and out. I didn't see him.
So if he's not there, maybe he thinks the writing's on the wall.
Well, I'd hate that, though, because these are still his teammates. Whether or not you think the team's going to trade you or something, these are still your boys, right? Shouldn't you kind of want to be there? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, because I know athletes have told me, no, you're thinking too much of it.
Maybe he has mixed feelings because he thinks he's not part of the future of this team, knowing that he's going to be traded in the trade piece, and they're having success and playing well without him. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it could be a tough place for him, you know, particularly because his situation is unique than somebody that's going to be back there anticipating, waiting for him to come back. He might be saying, they trying to trade me, man, and he may be hearing things.
Maybe. I don't know.
Paul George, Big Cat, he could be hearing stuff. Oh, he's going to hook up with his boys, you know, his former, clients and from his blah, blah, blah. Devin Booker, anybody but me. Forget them.
Maybe. I don't know.
And maybe, you know, you don't know what information he was given before he got the surgery. And maybe he feels like he was bamboozled and could have got the surgery a long time ago.
No, I know that's not true. I know that's not true.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that part. I can tell you that part's not true.
Okay.
That there wasn't any concern. You know, that was something that everybody agreed, like, give it a try, see if you can get back and all that stuff. I don't think there was anything like that. But, you know, I also know that it's a guy that's got, I mean, some of these guys that he's been teammates with for years. Like, I think you'd want to be there for a game like that. A clinching game at the Garden? You wouldn't want to be there? Hurt or not hurt? You played this season. You played a big role this season. You were an all-star. Like, I don't know. Like, I was surprised that I didn't see him on the bench. And like you said, if maybe they're telling him medically you shouldn't be on the bench, okay, fine. I was surprised I didn't see him in the back.
Sweet, yeah.
Like, somewhere. Like just, you know, just have a presence. Tino in Staten Island. Tino.
Hey, gentlemen. What a sorry day it was last night. I was at the game, took my son last night, my 17-year-old son. I call you guys all the time. When Deuce hit that shot to put us up six, we were all celebrating. The Garden was unbelievably rocking last night. I mean, it was so electric. I paid an arm and a leg for the tickets, but it was worth every single penny being in that arena last night. I mean, it is what it is. It's Madison Square Garden. You got to pay. It is what it is. This is what we're going to pay, you know, for Knicks tickets. It's New York. It is. I mean, it cost me $1,000 for two tickets. I'm going to tell you what it was. The face value was $180. I paid $1,000 for two tickets.
That's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Section 211, row 11, seats 12 and 13, exactly. It cost me $1,000 for two tickets.
Good seats,
like
though.
I said, no, they were great seats.
Those are good seats.
Great view.
It was worth the experience. You guys, you and your son have something to remember. And remember this dummy filed him on a four-point. I can't believe he did that. Now, it becomes a good story if they win the series. If it becomes a bad story, it's
absolutely, Bart.
Changed everything.
I always said it, Knicks in six. That was my goal. I mean, my prediction going forward, I'm going to stick with it. But a couple things yesterday I wanted to just touch base on the game. I don't know who to blame, because there's a lot of blame that can go around about the game at the end. The way it was, it was mismanaged. When first things first, you can look at OG. He also missed a free throw. Nobody talks about it. Could have put us up seven. Instead, we went up six because he made one out of two.
But here's the only problem with that, though, Tino, is that if we start doing that, Maxie missed three free throws, which
Maxie
he
missed
never
three.
Misses.
I agree.
I'm not going to go that far, but I'm telling you, 30 seconds is simply this. Mitchell Robinson was undisciplined. That happened. Josh Hart missed a free throw, and then they don't foul. Those are three things that led to it. Everything before that didn't matter. You were up six with 30 seconds to go. You know what I mean?
It's common sense. You don't foul there. You let the guy
hit.
Even if he hits a three. But even if he hits a three, you're up three. They're going to have to foul you no matter what. If Hart just makes one out of two, you're up four. They have no timeouts.
Well, the other part of it, too, is this. Is like if you're in that situation with Robinson, and this is experience, if you find yourself, okay, I bit the fake, I'm in the air, you got to land on him and don't let him get the shot off.
But he has a tendency to do that a lot, foul shooters at the three-point line. That's why I was
That's why
I would have loved to have Precious in there for that last possession.
Agree. 100% agree. 100% agree.
He moves his feet so well. He can slide his feet. He gets out to shooters without fouling.
100% agree. Why he didn't play is a big mystery.
Shocking.
He should have played. He played so well in game four. He deserved it. They played seven guys. He could have rotated into the forwards. And if he was out there, I think he would have done a better job closing out, at least not fouling.
Absolutely.
100% right on that one, Tino.
One more thing, Alan. Can we get something from DiVincenzo? I mean, can he give us something besides the game two?
It's time.
The game winner?
It's time.
It's time, dude. You're talking about a guy. I'm not talking about looking at people's pockets, but Deuce is a minimum wage player. It's the most cheapest contract in the league, and he's playing like a stud. I love everything I've seen from Deuce. I mean, he's actually played better than DiVincenzo. Let's call it how it is.
DiVincenzo has struggled, but there's a reason for it. And the reason is they identified – Nick Nurse has basically identified DiVincenzo as the second scorer on the team. And that's what he was since the Randle injury. DiVincenzo finished the season averaging over 20 points a game. Did you know you were getting that when you signed him? No. So what Nick Nurse said was, okay, we know Brunson's going to do what Brunson does. We got to take away someone else, and they chose to take away DiVincenzo. He can't get open. He is not getting any clean looks. And then when he does, he's rushing himself on some of these shots. He's shooting 33% in the series, Bart. 33% in the series. That's just not what he does. He was a 44% shooter in the regular season. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA in the regular season, and he's 9 for 30 in this series. I mean, come on.
Yeah, not all three-point attempts are created equally. Pressure, being part of the game plan, seeing you, knowing what kind of
he's got to figure it out.
Curls you're coming off of.
Yep.
Knowing where you hide, where you like to catch the ball out at and deny you that. That's like one of those things. You can't stop Jordan. Jordan's going to get his. You know, the Knicks are saying the same thing. Joel's going to get his. Let's slow everybody else down.
Well, that's a problem. Joel gets his, and then Maxey gets his. Everybody else isn't doing anything, but those two guys are, and Jalen Brunson is the one guy that's scoring, and he does not have a consistent other guy. That's, the Randall absence. That's where you're feeling it when it comes to that. But I say it again. With all that said, the series was there to be won. 30 seconds to go. It was there to be won, and it was mental errors, not a lack of a score, not a lack of something. It was mental errors that cost you to finish the series, and what you have to worry about now is this: did those mental errors cost you the series? That's what you're worried about. And we'll see. But we won't know until they play the games. Oh, Bart, we got Papa Smurf from South Florida.
Yes, you got me, Alan. How are you, Bart?
Good. What are you doing?
Good, good, good. I heard my son today calling, expect the worst but hope for the best. I don't think that's the attitude my son should have with regard to tomorrow night. I think that this has been a long time coming, and I think that even though they could have won it last night, Maxey was just
sensational.
You couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
But I think they should put McBride on him, honestly.
He's been on him.
But not for the whole game. They started covering him later on.
He was roasting everybody at that point. I mean, even McBride was just getting screened off and chasing. He was phenomenal in this game.
He was unstoppable. But I don't expect to that repeat performance tomorrow. And if your stats are right with regard to who's buying the tickets, I can't wait to hear the roar of the Knicks fans at the Wells Fargo Arena tomorrow.
Think about it. It's 34%. If you're just joining us, so Tick Picks has the states where tickets are being bought for Game 6 in Philadelphia. 34% Pennsylvania, 24% New York, 18% New Jersey, and then there's 7%
in Delaware.
It would be
interesting to find out what part of New Jersey that is.
Is it South? Right, South Jersey.
Central New Jersey.
That could be a tipping point, though. You never know. Papa Smurf, always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Central New Jersey.
I would hope that Winthrop would be a little more optimistic.
Yeah.
You know, like Papa Smurf kind of revealed to us.
Man, where's your Pixar belief?
You know what I mean?
Disney belief, man. All things are possible.
Anything is possible.
Sourpuss.
Isn't that what Patrick Waugh said?
Everything is possible.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, that's the most famous anything possible line.
Well, it is for now. Major international soccer is coming to New York this summer.
Oh, I was there as they had the field during the draft covered as they prepare to give them grass, but not the actual football team grass. Thanks a lot.
Is that what this is? Well, okay. FC Series and Soccer Champions Tour presents Manchester City and AC Milan at Yankee Stadium.
Okay. It's different. Okay.
Yeah, July 27th. Enter for your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. You scroll down to contest and submit your entry, of course. Two grand prize winners will also receive a jersey from the team of their choice. That's nice. Watch some of the best teams in the world. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at FCSeries.com. All right, so we'll finish up with calls. Plenty more to get to, certainly. The K-Show coming up top of the hour. The 150th Kentucky Derby is right around the corner, and FanDuel's the only sportsbook app where you can bet it. Plus, all customers get a no-sweat Derby bet up to $20. That's right. You'll get up to $20 back if your Derby horse doesn't win. So bet the Derby on the same app where you bet all your other favorite sports. FanDuel, just go download the app or go to FanDuel.com/Allen to score your no-sweat derby bet up to $20 for the Kentucky Derby this Saturday. 21 older, physically present in New York. Verified FD racing account required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus sportsbook bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So what's the next diss track that's coming?
Drake has to respond. Quavo, I think, is murdered. Got killed by Quavo. I mean, Quavo got killed by Chris Brown. I don't know if he can come back from that. Rick Ross is trolling Drake, and it's like they piling up. And, you know, Kendrick, J. Cole bowed out. So
now is anybody going to respond to Taylor Swift's diss track?
She went after
Kim Kardashian, right?
Yeah, but you don't want Ye to respond because that could be, you know, oh, why are you picking on a woman? You know what I'm saying? A woman went at a woman. You know, I mean, it's nothing like Taylor Swift. Kim Kardashian, like, I'm a billionaire too, and I don't have to go out on tour.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? She can just hit you with that. Like, me and my man are billionaires. Mm. Good luck with that.
It's not as fun, though.
And I don't have to go on tour. I could just,
Not as fun.
I just connect with the NFL. You work with the NFL. I work with the NFL. I'm giving them draws.
What do you think, though, of this? So the doubleheader tomorrow, because the Pacers also lost.
9 o'clock, son.
So they're going to have to do it like this because it's two Eastern games. The Pacers are going to host the Bucks. They're going to tip that off at 6:30.
See, if it was y'all, they would have said 7. There's no way that we're going to have the Knicks kick off at 7. But because they y'all going second, they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, that's why they're making them 6:30. You got to
get why don't they put them on True TV?
2.5 hours.
Just put them on True TV.
It's a TNT doubleheader, and this is what TNT wanted to do. They didn't want to put them side by side. They wanted to have it as a doubleheader. There's no Western Conference to worry about. So they had to do this.
At least
this.
Some people were professional and took care of their business.
I know. Tell me about it. So it's Bucks Pacers 6:30 tip off.
Ew, that's such a nasty time.
And then the Knicks and the Sixers in Philadelphia, a 9 p.m. Eastern tip off. 9 p.m. Eastern tip. This is like college basketball.
Man, this is like old school Monday night football.
God.
This is like the Howard Cosell Monday Night Football. This is Dennis Miller Monday Night Football, man. You ain't going to be done to like.
Oh, we got an hour pregame, hour postgame on MSG.
Y'all not going down to enemy territory? Y'all should take on the road. Invade Sixers State.
We don't do that. We don't do the pre and post on the road thing.
But you know, like AFC Championship, most places like do something when it get that close. Game 6 on the road. Take you live from the stadium, Allen.
I mean, that sounds nice, but it's not necessarily what we're doing.
They could put you at the Ritz-Carlton right downtown.
Four Seasons, I prefer. That one that's by Rittenhouse Square, that's a nice one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the bell cow, that's right in the center, right next where that little big clock is at, right in the center of town. That's the Ritz-Carlton. It's, like, legendary. But I feel
so
you.
So here's
like,
the
you
thing.
You like the threads on the streets.
Here's the thing. If the Knicks lose Game 6.
Boo.
Game 7 would be Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Okay?
It's an ugly time, too.
That's how that would work out.
And it's Cinco de Mayo? Well, Canelo's not fighting anybody. It's a whack fight.
Now, Game 1, I guess, would be Saturday night also, I think? Maybe that's how that works? Yeah. It doesn't look like a scenario.
Somebody else playing on Sunday.
Yeah. So 9 o'clock tip off tomorrow night.
They got it. You got to save the Nuggets in Minnesota for Sunday.
Yeah, that's
you got to put
that
Ant-Man
series
on
is going to be
time,
good.
Time
yeah, I think you need to see. I do think America needs to see Anthony Edwards, and we need to see a lot of that.
Yeah, because you got to sell your new star, man. You got to sell your new star, man.
No doubt. No, that's going to be a good one too. So the playoffs, it's getting hot right now, baby. And the Rangers will get going probably this weekend, I guess, against the Hurricanes. I haven't seen that schedule yet, but we'll certainly give you all the details of that, and of course the coverage here on 98.7 ESPN. But late night's coming up, guys. Stay with us. We got
Alan,
the K-Show coming
up next.
Go to
bed right now. Go
that
to bed
is the
right
Power
now,
Hour,
Alan.
Brought to you by Open Road Auto Group. Open Road, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Audi offer excellent pricing and first-class experience. Choose Open Road for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Visit us online at openroad.com. Bart, I will see you tomorrow.
Go to sleep right now.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.